This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's funny to watch people who only know how to compound problems promise to fix yours. That's what politicians do. They promise. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, a radio show that delivers on its promises. And I want that to be our focus for this segment, maybe for the show. Maybe we just talk about promises, or more importantly, broken promises. Ask yourself this: when in the last couple of decades have politicians fixed anything? Have they lived up to the very things that they promise? They make campaign promises, and you know what happens practically each and every time: they renege on those promises. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't remember the details, but I do remember having a discussion with a friend of mine, and he said something like, yeah, I got to go do something for my kiddo. And it seemed pretty mundane to me compared to what we were talking about doing. And I said, and I don't remember the context of it, except I remember saying something like, well, you know, they can probably wait until tomorrow. And he says to me, and I remember this part distinctly, says, no, I promised him. And he goes, one thing I don't want to do with my kids is I don't want them to think that they can't believe in dad's promises. And I thought it was so profound that I remembered when I started having kids, I remember saying, never promise what you're not going to do. If your son says, dad, are you going to play with me? You know, whatever. And I would go, maybe I will. I was very specific in saying, I wouldn't say yes. You know, I would be very specific, and there was a reason for that. I remember one of my buddies, he was doing well in business at a time, and he in advance said, I'm going to take my girlfriend at the time, is his wife now, on an Alaskan cruise. And so the time came for that cruise, and I know that his business was struggling at the time, and he goes on the cruise. And when he came back, I said to him, I said, man, I thought things were going pretty rough for you. He goes, they are. And I said, well, how'd you do the cruise? He goes, I had to do it. And I go, why? He goes, because I promised his girlfriend. Her nickname was Tootie. Because I promised Tootie, I was, by this date, we would go on that cruise, because that was one of the things she wanted to do. And I gave her a date, and I had to keep it. And I just remember thinking to myself, you know, there are a lot of people, and couldn't have faulted him if he had said to her, hey, listen, you know, company's struggling right now, tough time for us to do this, to expend this money. But you know what he did? He says, no, I'm not putting life on hold. I'm going to live up to my promise. And I'll tell you, me and this guy, we've known each other for at least 3 decades. He was one of my first serious martial arts students. We are best friends of this day, and he's a Democrat. He's a Democrat. He doesn't know he's a conservative, but he is a Democrat. Can't stand Trump. But I'll tell you this about that kid. He will do what he says. And that is the reason why, political ideology aside, he and I have remained amazing friends, because he knows when I say something, it's going to happen, and when he says something, it's going to happen. I mean, if we commit, there are things that are beyond our control, but when we commit to something we're going to do, we will follow through. Now, I can tell you that I have a trail of tears of everybody who has failed to live up to the commitments they've made me. I'm not mad at them. Life gets in the way. They don't hold the commitment to the same level as I do. And I'll tell you guys listening to me right now, everything you've heard me say, everything that I've talked about on this show with respect to who I am, I'm willing to back up 100%, not 99, 100%. And I only hope that when you guys you know, and it's rare, but when somebody says, Kevin, I'm in it, and I'm in it to support you, live up to it. Support it. Do it. Let me get back on track here. Politicians, they make their promises, right? Haven't lived up to anything they've promised. It's become laughable for us to hear all the things that these people are talking about. Beto says he's going to give black people reparations. Bernie Sanders is going to give everybody free schooling. Other people are going to give you a livable wage. Some are going to give you a wage for just being alive. And I could go on. All these great things that are going to happen. Some of them are going to solve the world's climate problems. Some of them are going to solve the world's problems with crime. Others are going to cure cancer. I'm giving you the litany of things that the left are promising that they're going to do. Promises, right? So I would ask any one of them, what have you promised and solved politically in your life? What have you done? Joe Biden, whose son died of brain cancer, was tasked with solving cancer during the Obama administration. Didn't do it. Ran off, started cutting deals for his son Hunter, the brain dead moron still left in the family, one of two, and cuts deals with Ukraine and China. Right? Doesn't work on cancer. Becomes a presidential candidate. And what's he say he's going to do? He's going to do the thing that he hasn't done that he committed to when he was with the Obama administration. Yeah, I'm convinced, Joe, you're going to solve cancer. Yeah, because you're a scientist. You understand the human genome. You're going to do it. You're going to get it done. You know how Joe will attempt to get it done if he does anything at all? With your money. That's how he'll do it. Bunch of promises. Edmund Burke said, hypocrisy can afford to be magnificent in its promises for never intending to go beyond promise. It costs nothing. I can promise all kinds of things. Oh my gosh, Kevin, I want to do this, but I want to do this. And I'm all like, woo-hoo-hoo, because I believe in the commitment of the person making that promise. I'm going to help you. I'm going to do this, and they don't. I can count on my hand, the number of people who live up to the things that they told me they're going to do. There's no pressure there, folks. I'm not trying to guilt people into doing more, but here's what I would say to you. Commit what you're willing to do. That's all we ask of politicians. I talk to them all the time. I'm going to go to D.C. I'm going to change D.C. You're not going to change D.C. You know the only politician who's come even close to changing D.C.? His initials are D.T. Donald Trump. And the reason that he's done it is because you have become fed up with getting nothing but promises. The hypocrisy, is that the right word? Hypocrisy? The hypocrisy of the promises that these politicians make. Short break, folks. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about broken promises.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions of the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Politicians have become so used to lying that they do it without remorse. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We're talking about broken promises. Promises or broken promises. I hope you deal in a life of promises. When I deal with people, and look, I'm not going to tell you that this is the silver bullet for everything, but here's what I do, and there are many people who know that I do this. When we bring somebody on in the company, the first thing I say is, what is it that you need for us to accomplish for you? And they tell us. And some of them have told me, Kevin, I want to be on TV, I want to be this and that. And I go, I can't make that promise. But I'll say, like, so let's say, I don't know if you've ever seen this show called Love It or Listed, but there's a homeowner that wants to refurbish and they want them to stay, and there's one that one of the homeowners, the couple, wants to leave. And so they give them a wish list of the things that they want the house to look like, whatever they buy, and they give the other person a wish list of these are the two designers and the real estate broker. They give the other person a wish list of the things that they want to change in the home. And then they give budgets for both. And the lady who does the makeover, Hillary, she says, I can't give you all that. You know, for $100,000 rehab, essentially build me a new house. And she says, I can't give you the new basement with three bedrooms and two bathrooms, refurbish your third, your first, and your second floor, open concept, new HV system, and landscaping, et cetera. And she goes, I can't do it. And she's smart to do that because what she's doing is what we used to say in business is level setting. Let's be clear what we can accomplish together. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The best thing you can do with anybody is to level set. Now, campaign promises are supposed to be things that are you level set. Don't misunderstand me. You can say we're going to put a man on the moon. You know, I don't know if Kennedy campaigned on that, but there came a point where he says that's going to be one of the things that we do, and that takes the collective energy of the nation. But most of the things that you promise, you should be able to deliver. I will speak personally, when it came, because of the things I've talked about earlier in the broadcast, learning from people who made promises and kept them to their loved ones, as I matured, I remember saying to myself, using the example of the guy that kept his promise to his kiddo, I said, I'm never going to break a promise to my kid. A promise is a big word in our family because if I say, I promise you I'm going to take you to Cooperstown, we're going. Unless I die, and you know, it's got to be extraordinary circumstances, but we're going. And I'll even go further. I'll say, before you're 13, we're going to go to Cooperstown. Or before you're this age, we're going to go here. Before you do this, we're going to do that. And that is a promise. And the reason why it was important to me to do that, I wanted, when my sons would hear the word, Dad promised, that they went, oh, that's going to happen. I want you to think about what I just said. Imagine you're a kid and you ask your dad, hey, can we do something? So he goes, I don't know, maybe. I don't know, yeah, possibly. Here's what I do with my son. He'll say, hey, Dad, can you come throw the ball with me? And I go, I'll do that. Have you done all your chores? Have you done your homework? Okay, give me 10 minutes and I'll do it. Or I'll say, maybe. And he understands my language. Maybe means if I clear up my schedule, we'll do it. It means I can't put a time frame on it because I'm not going to promise a time frame that I can't keep if I'm too busy. But when I utter the words, we're going to do that. I promise you we will do this. My son knows it is in the bank. He can put it there. Now, why can't we do that as just taxpaying citizens? Why can't we hold a politician and they say, I promise you that I'm going to do such and such and live up to it? The closest thing that we've had to that, and I said this early in the broadcast, is Donald Trump. The closest thing. And the reason that Trump is so despised is because the leftists believe the lie so much they can't even recognize the truth. And when somebody actually executes on their vision, it really vexes them. They're not used to people living up to what they promise. Look, politician good or bad, if you promise to do something and you do it, I'll at least respect. I'll go, that's what he said he was going to do. And he did it. As long as you're not being tricky about it or whatever, if it's your vision and you can sell the nation on that vision, more power to you. But that doesn't happen. With Obama, he promised to ruin health care, but he did it with trickery. He told us we could keep our doctors and keep our plans, and we couldn't. He told us that the money involved in health care insurance was going to go down, and it went up. He broke every promise in order to just accomplish his nefarious goal of enriching all of his friends. That's what he did. So Trump says he's going to fix illegal immigration. He did it. Who else has looked at really fixing illegal immigration? Who's done it? They all talked about it. Who talked about fixing waste and fraud in government? I'm talking about actually implemented policies that make it to where you wouldn't even dare cheat this government. Who actually gave us real health care fixes? I'm talking about you can go across state lines, again, taking care of the waste and the fraud, looking for more innovative ways to look at the system, etc. Who's done that besides Donald Trump? Who has actually made the commitment to bring jobs back to this country and not give us the new norm of all of them going off? Who can honestly say they have improved the quality of the average American's life during in the last two decades. Because I can tell you this, Donald Trump has done it. And the closest that anybody else came to it was Bill Clinton, and I'm not going back into the Reagan years. That's it. But look at the people running for office right now, and tell me, what has any of them achieved that makes you think, oh, man, they're living up to their promises? I definitely can count on Kamala Harris. I definitely can count on Pete Buttigieg. Joe Biden is an exemplary example of keeping promises and so on. Give me one. Elizabeth Warren. All these people are fakes and frauds. They promise. They do nothing that comes anywhere close to living up to what they promise. C.S. Lewis says, always prefer the plain direct word to the long vague one. Don't implement promises, but keep them. The person that exemplifies that notion is Donald Trump. Now, this is not a Trump commercial about that. This is just a fact. Who is it? Somebody tweeted, Donald Trump is maybe the only politician who is despised for actually keeping his promises. Now, I can go back to the psychology of it. The Democrats hate it because we were right, they were wrong, et cetera, et cetera. I don't really care to prosecute that argument again. We've won. They're mad at us because we were right and they were wrong. Baby black Jesus couldn't keep any promises. In fact, when we come back from the break, I'll talk to you about the biggest promise that Barack Obama broke. It was the easiest promise for him to keep. He didn't even have to do anything in order to keep that promise. That's how bad Barack Obama was. Folks, we live in a time where broken promises are the expectation, not what we... we shouldn't expect that, but that's what it is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 700 points at times on Wednesday. This after the yield on 10-year Treasury bonds fell 1.6% below the 2-year T-bill yield for the first time in 10 years. New York investment strategist Tom Sullivan makes sense of this all on NBC.
The old inverted yield curves, what the bond market is saying is, we think the economy is going to be slower, and so short-term you can get a higher rate, but long-term we think the economy is slowing. That's what the bond market is saying.
Government agencies are banding together to crack down on DUIs over the Labor Day weekend. The Department of Transportation's Joel Sabat says drivers will notice the crackdown.
During this mobilization, thousands of officers will be out on the roads doing extra patrols and checkpoints for both alcohol and drugs, making sure drivers are not impaired.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama promised he was going to give us the most open government in the history of modern history. He's going to give us the most open government. He promised us that we would be able to read a tax bill 3 to 5 days or something in advance of it happening. And, okay, that's not even his biggest promise. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Barack Obama made promises. So he's going to close Gitmo. Did he raise our taxes? I don't know. I mean, I know he did in areas like Obamacare and stuff like that. There were certain things he was limited on, but he made a lot of promises, and most of them were radical, and even his own people didn't want them. But he did promise what I said earlier. Yeah, Barack Obama was going to remake America, and he was going to, you know, cure, I mean, he's going to do, I don't even remember everything he said he was going to do. But he had a simple promise that he didn't even have to do anything to implement. It was just the promise of Barack Obama, the black man. It was it. Barack Obama, the black man. So I ask you, what did he fix? Barack Obama, the black man, the election of Barack Obama was going to fix race relations. Race relations was a no brainer. A black man gets elected president. After Obama's coronation, most of the nation felt race problem solved. I know there were many of my white friends who thought, Kevin, we did it. It's over. You know, there can be no more issues around race. Many of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now are probably going, I was one of those. When Obama got elected, I said, race is now out of politics. Is it? Race is so much more infused in politics, it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh. Yeah. Understand this. Obama really didn't have to do much to fix the so-called race problem in America, because the election of Obama sort of fixed the race problem in America. The election of a black man in a white country that has built its on the backs of slavery and colonized all kinds of indigenous brown and black people, elected a black man to be El Jefe. All Obama had to do was take credit for all the hard work of a bunch of white people. Just think about it. It's reverse slavery. All the white people were out there doing the work, pulling the lever on behalf of a black dude, a half black dude who was a fake and a fraud. But for whatever reason, if you wanted to assuage your guilt of the so-called racism in America or the perceived, you know, bad stuff that your ancestors did, congratulations to you. All he had to do was take credit for that, and he blew it. His election was to prove that America was one America, non-racial, not divided. Yet, for all the 8 years that he was there, what did he do? Here it comes. This is the magic word of leftism. He increased the problem. He exacerbated a problem. A problem that, for the most part, had gone away. It was pretty much non-existent. There are exponentially more acts of kindness amongst the American people, the fabric of America, the mosaic of folks, all nationalities, races, creeds, etc. There are exponentially more acts of kindness towards one another than there are acts of racism. But you wouldn't know it if you listen to the Democrats, you listen to the left. So Donald Trump inherited a problem in race that was created by Obama because Obama couldn't fix the easiest problem for him to fix. That's what I want you to focus on this segment. Barack Obama was given a problem that would have united this country, a perceived problem that his election overturned, and he couldn't fix it. And in fact, not only did he not fix it, he did worse. He became part of the problem. Barack Obama made race the issue. I gave you guys back in time, we were talking about this clown. I told you there were many things that Barack Obama could have said that would have made this country so powerful. Forget what he was doing policy-wise. You would have respected him if Barack Obama had said, listen, I am the president of all America. I am not the president of Black America, White America, Latino America, or whatever. We are one united country. And while we may have cultural issues inside of our nation that need to be addressed, and I will address those, I will address it in order for the entire nation to be successful. Because when I raise the ocean, all the boats in the ocean raise with it, raise with the tide, the rising tide. If he had said anything close to that, we're in a completely different America. But that ethnocentric racist clown played on the human emotions of Black versus white, of woman versus man, of LGBT versus non-LGBT, or MGMW, the non-gay man woman, not gay male woman, which is my organization. He played against Christian versus Muslim, atheist versus believer, and so on, to the point where we are at our most divisive point, and he handed all that over to Donald Trump, and then tried to say, look at what Donald Trump did. Identity politics, people. That is what we face every single day in this country. That when people say, Kevin, what is your role? I started a speech at the Western Conservative Summit, and I said, I am here to end identity politics. And I got a standing ovation because that is what I do. And it's not because I'm looking for the accolades. I understand the poison that identity politics brings into the body politic. And I will tell you this. If Barack Obama had handed Trump the nation that I just described in the way that he had, that I just spoke as to how Obama should have handled race relations, Donald Trump would be an unfettered president because people wouldn't be believing the nonsense that Trump is racist. And by the way, most people don't believe it anyway. It's a waste of energy. That is all we are, folks. We are in the cosmos, and we've got a certain amount of energy. Go look it up. You run on an electrical signal that runs through your body. You are an electrical circuit. We all are. And you run on, you know, milliamps of current. Your heart beats because of it. And it's all firing because of electrical signals. You don't think of yourself as a little computer, a little electron moving around in the world. And we're all little electrons. And anything can short circuit it. You touch a thing in the electrical circuit and you can kill yourself. Why? Because you short circuit your electrical system. You're just a cog in the wheel. And that electrical circuit can be programmed to do certain things and to behave certain ways. And when I tell you that the government looks at you this way, trust me, they can influence behavior. They know this. What do you think we're talking about with the Russian collusion stuff? And we'll get back to that a little bit later in the broadcast. You can influence behavior by just telling people how to think, by programming that little electron to do certain things. We call it doping. in the electrical engineering field, you can dope elements, or in chemistry, you can dope elements and make them perform differently than they ordinarily would. And doping can be done good or it can be done bad. Think of the doping of the left as the doping by crackheads, okay? The doping and giving the left crack, because that's where they are. Obama couldn't fix the one problem that he was supposed to fix. So what did baby black Jesus attempt to do next? He attempted to fix America's failing healthcare system. Why? Because he's a doctor? Because he's a successful businessman? Or was it because he's an expert in insurance? No, the failed community organizer decided to tax middle-class America into oblivion and create a system where most Americans fear using their health care due to astronomical deductibles. And you know something? Let me give you this little tidbit. Right now, the Democrats are running against Obamacare. His signature, you know, legislation. The Democrats are distancing themselves from Obama. Ironically, he wasn't radical enough. Yeah, he wasn't even radical enough. But they're distancing themselves from him. And Obama's upset because he's like, y'all are walking away from my legacy. And they're going, what legacy? Number one, you didn't go far enough. Number two, you didn't accomplish anything. Can we talk about promises? So now what are they doing? All of them are going to redo the tax system, redo the health care. It's a litany of new giveaways and grifting programs to steal from you that these guys are trying to convince the rest of the country that they're going to do something different. I don't need to remind you that Donald Trump says, you want to address black issues? Okay, first, let's address the social issues. Jack Johnson posthumously given his... pardoned, lady freed from a crazy drug charge, and you can bet Trump's looking at others. Brings those black kids back from China. First thing he did was work with the HBCUs, the historically black colleges and universities, and he did it only basically on symbolism because he says, I can't allow these to fail. And I'm going to go on when I come back, I'm going to talk about that. I want to talk about how they're presenting a fake news story that speaks into broken
promise. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm kind of looking forward to whoever makes it through the Democratic farce, comes up against Trump, and Trump starts asking about promises, starts looking at their record. If I were running the campaign, this is what I'd be doing. I'd be looking at his record going, whoever, his or hers, and say, what have you done? If it's Elizabeth Warren, I'd say, look, you faked your way through life playing an Indian. You've got a job where you make $400,000 a year to teach a class. You know, you want to, what have you done that you can point back to anybody that's a constituent, a potential constituent of yours, and say, here's what I accomplished. Anything. You were a senator. What did you do? You put your name on some legislation. Give me something tangible. How many jobs did you bring into Massachusetts? How many kids did you get adopted? How many kids did you send to college? And on and on. Every policy that the Democrats talk about is a life-defeating policy. Don't even get me started on education. You guys know SeekingEducationalExcellence.org is our nonprofit that works to get rid of the identity politics in academia. I would love for people that listen to this show to say, Kevin, I'm going to find PTO parents that are interested. We're going to go to these PTO meetings, these school board meetings, film this stuff, let you know what's going on. We need people out there doing this. That's what I need you to do. Would love to get people engaged. I can't do this stuff by myself. Because let me tell you, you want to talk about a broken promise to the public trust and to you in particular? It is in the education system. How much can you watch a system like that fail and still invest in it? If education were a private institution, there is no way it would get a dollar from you. No way. The only way you can run an organization like our public school system and even the colleges and universities that get funding from, the state schools, the only way you could do that is if government was running it. You couldn't survive if you ran those in private sector. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We're talking about broken promises. Barack Obama couldn't live up to just being a positive black role model, but instead fomented more racism in this country, fomented hatred between all groups, men and women, gays and not gays, and on and on. He did this, and he did it intentionally. Obama didn't help health care. He broke the health care system, and then he did something far worse. He got us fighting over it. We need a broken health care, the worst health care system ever. No, we need to go back to the other broken system. What we should be focusing on is how do we fix the broken system that got broken even more. But we're fighting over which system's more broke and who should get credit for who broke it and all this other stuff. It's the typical leftist stuff. Get you pointing fingers. What Norman Vincent Peale said, promises are like crying babies in a theater. They should be carried out at once. I love that quote. But to describe what I was talking about earlier in a little bit more depth, I got a tweet from a friend of mine that sums up how things work. And here's what he wrote. The Daily Beast invented a quote from the McConnell campaign. AOC attacked the invented quote. Then Newsweek reports on her attack on the invented quote. And here's what AOC, what Newsweek did. AOC slams McConnell's campaign's boys will be boys defense. Boys will be held accountable for their actions, she tweeted. So in this crackerjack reporting by Newsweek, they gave a little bit more context. So here's what it says. Democratic Congresswoman AOC slammed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's campaign on Tuesday for invoking the boys will be boys defense in response to a Facebook photo of young group of men wearing Team Mitch T-shirts while choking and groping a cardboard cutout of AOC. Boys will be boys. Is that also a reason why you've chosen to block the Violence Against Women's Act too? She tweeted. It prevents dating partners with records of abuse and stalking women, also an early warning sign for mass shooters, from obtaining a gun, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted. So, first of all, McConnell's team never did it. Ocasio-Cortez is responding to something that McConnell's team never said, and Newsweek is reporting it as if it really happened. Now, I can't give you a better scenario of where we stand today, folks. It's tough to beat that. So what? McConnell never said it. He was likely thinking it, right? And it does further the leftist narrative, even if the statements were never made. But that's the state of the media and so-called truth today. Now, I want you to apply that to the gun control debate, which, of course, is not a debate over guns. It's a debate over mental health. Take one look at the mental health system and you will understand that leftist politicians broke a system that was working, a system that put people into mental health facilities. Some people call them asylums. Oh, don't call them something that makes people feel bad. So they called them asylums and they said, no, we can't have mental health facilities. We don't want people running around with a stigma of being mentally ill. So what you are? We can't have people running around with that stigma. It's kind of like in California where they said, we're not going to outlaw the passing of AIDS by somebody that has AIDS. We don't want the person passing AIDS to have a stigma. Yeah. Now they've got treatment. So it's not as big of a deal. So we've got a gun problem, but it's a really a mental health problem. But in the spirit of my friend's tweet, leftists now accuse conservatives of saying this: guns will be guns. Kind of along the lines of boys will be boys when some mentally unstable person goes on a shooting spree. Well, you know, guns will be guns. See, this is why Trump is going to win. There is no middleman between Trump and his promises. Now, while we're on the subject, let's talk about red flags. Everybody's concerned about red flags. I told you guys I'd heard the term. I was doing a radio interview and I heard the term and I was like, I don't even know what it is. I was busy working, so I hadn't heard about it. And it was, oh, we're going to flag people for mental health. And I want to get into it deeper a little bit later. And as I said, I don't believe the left when it comes to, oh, this is what's going to be determined mentally ill. Because they're going to say we are. And when in fact, they're the ones mentally ill. But I want to go back to this. I want to stick with that in understanding that Trump has made a comment that he wants to take a look at. It's not a promise. When Donald Trump says, I'm going to go look at the situation, you don't need to panic. You don't need to think, oh my gosh, there's going to be legislation. Mitch McConnell, the Republicans are caving. Look, folks, you're in a different era of Republicanism. You've had 3 years to make the adjustment. It is a different era. Trump believes in the Second Amendment. It will not be curtailed. And he also knows, based on his witch hunt and the Russian collusion, he knows that the left will create, they will fabricate, they will do whatever. They will make a fake dossier, submit it as reality to get their FISA court documents to spy on people they never should have been spying on in the first place and people that had nothing to do, that aren't doing anything wrong. So what do you think Trump's thinking about when he says, yeah, maybe we do need a red flag? I don't think there's anybody that will argue. There are people that will give you signs that they are about to do something wrong. I told this story years ago. My brother was waiting at a bus stop on his way back from classes in San Antonio. And he was just standing there by this Mexican man. And he's waiting on the bus. And the guy comes up to him and decides he wants to just share something. My brother's like, hey, what's up? He said, man, you see that cop over there? My brother said, yeah. He said, I'm going to kill that cop. And my brother goes, what? I said, yeah, man. That cop, he's screwing my lady, man. That cop right there, he's screwing my lady. The cop was obviously in a love triangle with this. This was years ago my brother told me this story. And I went, really? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, yeah, Kev, you don't know what to think about that. He says, man, the next day, that cop had been killed. See, people will tell you sometimes what they're going to do. Then sometimes you don't know. Here's another story for you. A guy I used to hang with, he was one of my distributors, had drinks with him, me and two of my best buddies. A week later, he goes in, kidnaps his kid at a daycare center, commits suicide in front of all the kids and all that. National news. We couldn't believe it. Had no idea. This was one of the most happy-go-lucky guys I've ever seen. So how do you know when you see something, say something? In the case of that guy, my brother thought he was a blowhard. He's like, man, he ain't killing that cop. He probably ended up getting shot. He killed him. In the case of this guy I knew, you know, he killed himself. I never would have predicted it. That's how things work. It's unpredictable. Anyway, it's about promises, folks. That's what this segment was about. Keep them, politicians. Donald Trump does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.